Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stoney's off today. Jeff Rieger is in his seat, and we are now joined by one of our local heroes, current Detroit Tiger, born and raised in Westland, Michigan, went to Dearborn Divine Child. Eric Haas has joined us. Eric, thanks for joining us. And what was it like the first time that you took the field in Comerica Park, growing up watching the Detroit Tigers? What was that moment like for you?
Year with all the COVID stuff going on was a little bit tough, kind of a strange dynamic, no fans and stands and everything, but this year's been completely opposite, and to see this house see this place packed again has been pretty incredible.
Eric, I wonder about your season, right? The half a season, you've been dominant at the plate. You play a ton of different positions. You catch, you play the outfield. I don't think there's anything you can't do defensively. And you have a ton of multi-homer games as well. I know you athletes, and I'm working with one right now, John Jansen. You guys are always day-to-day routine. You're not going to get too far ahead of yourself. But when you have a four-game All-Star break, do you sit at least for a day and think to yourself, damn, I've been pretty good. This thing is finally coming together for me at, 27 years old?
Yeah, I don't really look at it like that. You know, I think every day that I have here is just, I'm extremely blessed to do it. And especially for, you know, my hometown, every time I get to put this uniform on, I'll take it for granted. So I just try to stay in that mindset every day. I mean, just as quickly as you know, can be playing well, everything's great. You can get humbled in a hurry. And, you know, that's happened to me over and over in my career. So it's just one of those things where I'm just trying to, you know, stay on path and just keep grinding out each day.
Eric, one of those multi-homer games involved an inside-the-park home run. And I'm not sure if – walk us through that, because as you're rounding first, I got to believe that you see the ball get by the outfielder. Are you thinking, hey, this could be a triple? What's it like when you're rounding third and they're sending you home?
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, you know, runners on first and second, you know, it's Miggy and Scope. So I know that, you know, I'm – probably going to be catching Miggy, you know, if he has to wait. You know, I hit the ball really hard right at him and it was kind of knuckling, and I couldn't really get out of the box too fast. I had to wait to see if he was going to catch it. But once he dove and it got by him, then it was just, you know, trying to run until they stopped me. And obviously in Comerica, it's a little graveyard out in dead center field, mm-hmm. and it got all the way to the wall. So, you know, that was able to give me enough time to get all the way around.
Well, and you mentioned Miguel Cabrera, obviously a superstar in Major League Baseball, obviously a hero here in Detroit. What's it been like being one of his teammates now?
It's been absolutely incredible. I mean, like you said, growing up, you know, right as baseball was getting really serious for me, he was just at the top of his game, you know, back-to-back MVPs and Triple Crown, and just couldn't have been any better, you know, being 20 minutes down the road, just coming to the ballpark, watching him, and now to be, you know, hitting behind him most days in the lineup has just been surreal.
Hey, Eric, what about your skipper, A.J. Hinch? I mean, this guy has definitely made an improvement in the team. They say he's a psychologist as well. Give me your normal, everyday interactions with a guy like that.
Oh, he's just fantastic. I mean, this staff in general is so easy to play for. You know, the expectations are right out in front. You know, there's not, you know, at this level, guys know when they're doing well. Guys know when they're struggling. You know, they don't need that constant reminder. And I think that this coaching staff makes a great approach to that.
We were talking to Ron Colangelo, and he mentioned that before the break, you guys stubbed your toe against the Minnesota Twins. Now you have the break. What's the mindset going into the second half of the season? How do you guys want to come out in a doubleheader today?
Yeah, I mean, anytime we have a doubleheader, you know, we want to take two. That's the biggest thing, especially that first game. That's super important for the momentum going forward. And, you know, we were able to do it with Cleveland. And we've notoriously struggled against Cleveland. So hopefully we can bounce back against the Twins. I mean, that series, I mean, we played them tough. We had multiple opportunities to win those games. We were leading in every single one of those games and just kind of slipped away from us. So I think that if we can just kind of tighten up our defense a little bit, and Raj and I just try to keep those pitchers, you know, on track as much as possible and try to just seize those opportunities when we get them.
How'd you spend the time off over the All-Star break to either, you know, work on some things? Was it just, hey, I need a break mentally, physically? How'd you spend the time off?
Most of the time it's just mental, you know, just take those couple of days, you know, flush out good or bad from the first half. And, you know, the second half is right around the corner. I didn't really do too much, just kind of hung out with the family, took the kids fishing, you know, try to be dad for a couple of days.
So there is a rumor. And I want you, hopefully you can confirm this or deny it for us, but the first game that you came and you played at Comerica Park, they gave you the phone call, hey, we need you up here in the big leagues. Is it true that your mom dropped you off at the ballpark?
So that wasn't my first game. I played five or six games last year during the COVID season. Mm-hmm. But when I got called up, I was actually on the road in Toledo. So I had to fly straight from Indianapolis to Detroit. And my truck and everything was still in Toledo because I was obviously left it there on the road. So, and my wife was working that day. So my mom was right around the corner. So she dropped me off at the ballpark.
That's terrific.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And hey, you were talking about the inside the park homer. I do wonder, through the first half of the season, what's the Eric Haas moment for you? Like, is there a pitcher you took deep that you thought to yourself afterwards, that was nice? Or was it the inside the park homer? Like, is there one moment that stands out so far through the games you played up here so far?
I think definitely Turnbull's no-hitter. I mean, I can look back at any of the days where I felt good at the plate. And, you know, it's one of those things, like, everyone at this level, like, it's obviously the best guys in the world. So you're just trying to catch that guy making a mistake, or, you know, maybe he's having an off day or anything, and that's where you can, you know, clip him a couple of times and, you know, work out well for yourself. But the whole ordeal with Spencer's no-hitter was just fantastic, you know, to experience him through that. And, you know, it's obviously a longer process, you know, 9 innings of just trying to stay locked in, and, you know, to be in Tigers history forever is very special.
You talk about that. So is that, like, what's that like? I mean, as you're getting to the eighth inning, the ninth inning, do you have to talk that guy off a ledge? How locked in is he? What are those conversations like? Are you guys truly just staying away from him on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I mean, Spencer does his own stuff regardless of the situation. You know, he likes to go in the tunnel. I know he does a lot of breathing work and kind of like some reflection stuff. He'll whip a couple weighted balls in there, stay loose, and then he's right back at it. So unless there's some glaring holes, you know, how we need to attack guys and things like that, we most of the time just leave him to himself, let him do what he needs to do. And then, you know, the more and more I caught him, the more and more he trusted me. So the need for those conversations kind of withered away. And, you know, obviously in Seattle, he put it all together.
Eric Haas has joined us here this morning on the Stoney and Jansen program. And Eric, 44 games that you played in the first half of the season, you have 13 home runs. We talked about, I think four of those games were double home runs. When you look at the rest of the season, and you're coming out of the All-Star break, what is it that Eric Haas wants to continue to work on, continue to improve on? What type of goals do you have in the second half of the season for just yourself personally?
I don't really have any goals as far as like number-wise, but the biggest thing that I want to just keep pressing is just playing winning baseball. You know, I feel like it's been so long since the city of Detroit's had winning baseball, and it feels like that culture is really starting to change here. There's a great group of guys in this clubhouse, and we go out and battle every night. I mean, there's been so many times where we step in there first day of the series, get punched in the mouth, it looks ugly, and then we win the next two out of three or three out of four to win the series. So this team's got a lot of fight, and we're just a bunch of guys scrapping it out right now.
You mentioned Rodgers and the mustache. You didn't mention the mustache. I'm mentioning the mustache. Does he really believe that looks good? Is that just to what? Keep team morale up? I mean, does he think that's a good look? He has to get a lot of crap for it, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be something that you guys have to take up with Raj. You know, we write him about all the time here, and I know AJ's he's kind of joking. We don't really know where AJ sits on it. He gives Raj a lot of crap about it, but it's awesome. It's just one of those things where, he doesn't take it too seriously, and it's always one of those things just kind of keeps everybody light and joking around.
Eric Haas, current Detroit Tiger, grew up in Westland, Michigan, alma mater here in the Detroit area, Dearborn Divine Child. Thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck this afternoon in both games.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Eric.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.